The dot-com internet is about to dot-change.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the global organization that coordinates internet names made a change we'll all see soon. The group called ICANN, or the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, will allow websites to end with cities or brands come next year. So instead of .com or .gov, you can have .google or .chicago. The BBC's Mariko Oi joins us now from Singapore, where the decision came down, to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how will this change the way that we use the internet?
Well, it's not going to change how we use the internet, but it's more about the companies maximizing their online presence. So at the moment, anyone can register to have a website. So I was curious and I checked out bbc.net, bbc.org, and it takes you to a totally random website, which has nothing to do with the British Broadcasting Corporation. But now the companies can have their own domain name. So, for example, .bbc, and that way they can actually protect their brands.
And will any company be able to sign up for whatever domain name they want?
No, you do have to show that you have a pretty legitimate claim to the name that you're buying. And it also won't come cheap. It's got a price tag of $185,000 just to apply. So it doesn't come cheap. So you can't just randomly apply.
Were companies lobbying for this? Who wanted this change?
Companies did want this change, and this discussion has been going on for more than 5 years, and there have been strong calls, but at the same time, it's a very controversial debate as well, because some people say that it can confuse internet users, but companies which want to make sure that they can protect their own brand names and have their own website with their own domain names, they have been calling for it, and I guess for them, it's a victory.
The BBC's Mariko Oi in Singapore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, now to the state of Maryland, where a 5-year-old education lawsuit may finally be headed for resolution. Advocates sued the state for underfunding historically black colleges and for drawing top students away from those colleges to other state schools. Today, both sides will sit down in search of a settlement. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The lawsuit began after Towson University started offering an MBA, a degree students could already get a short drive away at historically black Morgan State University. Attorney Michael Jones represents the coalition suing the state. He says federal law prohibits states from starting new programs that are already established at a nearby historically black college or university, or HBCU.
Once these programs were duplicated elsewhere, it affected the abilities of the HBCUs to be competitive in terms of attracting students regardless of race.
Plaintiffs want the state to dismantle redundant programs at traditionally white schools, which many African Americans attend. David Paulson is a spokesman with the Maryland Attorney General's office.
The elimination of any program would harm both white students and African American students and other minority students.
If the two sides can't reach a deal, the case goes to trial next month. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
An update now on the negotiations over raising the federal debt ceiling and cutting spending. The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told CBS yesterday that lawmakers may not be able to tackle entitlement reform just yet.
We can't do that. Then we'll probably end up with a very short-term proposal over a few months, and we'll be back having the same discussion again in the fall.
Well, there's something we can look forward to. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up slightly in Asia, down in Europe, which is all about Greece again. This morning's news, no agreement yet on a new round of European bailout money for Athens. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 42 points to close at 12,004.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day, on the web at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Well, this show, the Marketplace Morning Report, is based in Los Angeles, but let's face it, a good amount of the business news we cover happens in New York. Makes sense. It's the financial center of the country, the media center of the country, and a major global center for fashion, art, food, you name it. But Avery Monson still feels relatively neutral. In fact, he's the co-author of a new book called I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Avery Monson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Well, this is Marketplace, Avery. So let's start with Wall Street. You're not very impressed with it.
I mean, you go around there and it looks like a lot of guys that played villains in 80s movies.
Well, what about the Empire State Building? It's the tallest building in New York. Why would you be neutral about that?
The Empire State Building is very tall, but it's also only the 16th tallest building in the world, which is like, that's pretty good. You know, like if you... Can you name me the 16th fastest runner in the world? You can't.
No, I can't.
There's every chance that I am the 16th fastest runner in the world because no one knows who that is.
But if New York is just okay, as you write, then why do you think so many people decide to live there or visit there?
I think that New York has this sort of larger-than-life mythology surrounding it, which is actually just sort of a nice way of saying that it's totally in love with itself. I mean, it's a really great city. There's a lot of legitimately great things to see and do in New York. But at the same time, a lot of those great things are covered in urine or very crowded.
Is there anything that you really just love about New York? No questions asked. You're not neutral about it. You just love it.
There is this place, this falafel place in Williamsburg in Brooklyn that has falafels for like $3. And if you don't like a $3 falafel, you're out of your mind. I give that 100%. Thumbs up.
Avery Monson, co-author of the new book, I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, New York may be the global center for $3 falafels, but it is not the center of the world when it comes to oatmeal. In St. Ansgar, Iowa, over the weekend, residents gathered to taste what could be the world's largest bowl of oatmeal. It took more than 300 pounds of oats and more than 700 pounds of water to make it. And I'm guessing they had to put it in the microwave for more than 90 seconds. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Egypt really wants to get its economy going. Businesses do too, as long as they can stay under the radar.
People cannot afford the very high transaction costs that it takes to deal with the bureaucracy in any way.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Red tape fueling black markets next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.